Our learning tonight is sponsored by David Savetsky in memory of his father, Yishai Yehuda ben David, Zichrono Levracha, and by Eva Stern in memory of her father, Yoshua ben Moshe, Zichrono Levracha. We conclude our Shiloh of the week tonight, and our Shiloh was the question of whether or not the halachos of Orla pertain to blueberries in Chutz La'aretz. If you purchase a blueberry bush in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to make it part of your personal family garden. Would there be a problem of Orla? We reached the point of saying that Orla does apply in Chutz La'aretz, A, and B, it does apply to blueberry trees, at least according to the common psak, that the bracha on blueberries is a bore priha eitz. It would be within the category of eitz ma'achal, and therefore subject to the halachas of Orla, so there would potentially be a problem. However, we noted there could be one saving fact, one factor that potentially creates room for kula, that will save us here, and that is the fact that ordinarily speaking, when you go to a nursery, you're not picking up blueberry seeds and then putting them in the ground. You're already purchasing a thriving blueberry bush, which potentially has been alive for 3 years. We don't know necessarily. That's something that we'll have to address. But it's potentially alive for 3 years, and you're simply putting it into your family garden. In that circumstance, when you take it from a pot and place it into the earth, does that reset the clock? Or does the clock continue from when it was originally planted in that pot when the seed was initially placed into the earth? So here we have a psak in the Shulchan Aruch. This is all in your day, Reish Tzadi Dalad, as we've been quoting throughout, where the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, in Siftah Zayin. He says, if you place a seed in the ground, Osha akar kol ha'ilon v'nata b'makom acher, or you uprooted a tree and placed it somewhere else. He quotes several other instances of various forms of grafting. I can't speak to all the agricultural realities here, but take cases where you take a branch and put it in the ground, you take a shoot and put it in the ground. Kulam chayavim ba'orla. He says it is chayav in orla. If you take a tree and replant it, you have reset the clock. Now, of course, that would be a potential significant problem. However, two seifim later, if you test, he qualifies. And he says as follows. Ilon she'akro ruach oshtafo nahar ve'olicho l'makom acher. You have a very strong wind, or you have a flood from a river, and it picks up a tree and moves it somewhere else. But then he says, umeha afar she'saviv she'rashav imo. It also moves the clod of dirt, the earth, in which the roots are entrenched. So it's not just moving the tree, but it's moving the dirt that is around it as well. And then it gets placed somewhere else. He says, He says that in that scenario where the earth comes with it, it is as if it's in its original place and it is pater from arla. So if I have a 3-year-old tree and it moves with its dirt, and it's enough dirt for, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim highlights, enough dirt for it to live for 3 years in that clod of dirt. It can't just be one single grain of dirt, obviously, and just a little bit of soil isn't going to be insufficient. But if it's a sufficient amount of soil that comes along with it, then the count continues from those 3 years. And I think very often when they're placed in a pot in these nurseries, they are indeed in sufficient soil, enough soil, to last for 3 years. So if you're taking it with all the soil that's in that pot, which is what you ordinarily do, and you're placing that in the earth, your count would continue. Now, in the scenario that I was dealing with, in the scenario of this Shaila, the plan was not to remove it from the pot at all. It was to keep it in the pot. It wasn't a case where they were taking it out of the pot and then placing it in the soil in the garden. It was going to remain in the pot that they purchased from the nursery. So in that case, the count certainly would continue. But of course, there's one final question, which is, you have this thriving blueberry bush, but how old is it? You don't know if it's 3 years old. Unless you're a real, again, botanical expert, you're not going to be able to identify it just on site in the nursery and determine how old it is. So here we return to a psak that, or a psak mentioned already by the Gemara, that we had mentioned at the very outset, which is that safek arla b'chutz la'aretz is pater. We noted that that's a surprising psak because it is a halacha mida araisa, but the shach explained that it is pater nonetheless. And if you have a suffix as to how old it is, you don't know whether or not there's an obligation of arla, you have room to be makil. Now, ordinarily in a scenario like this where I don't know how old it is, but in theory somebody who's an expert, somebody who's a blueberry farmer, or again, somebody who's a professional botanist, could be able to identify it, that would be insufficient to render it a suffix, and I would still have to be machmir. But in this instance, Moshe Feinstein points out in Yerodeah, Chelak Aleph, Simon Kupay Vav, it's based on a Pischei Tshuva in Reish Tzadi Dalet, Sivkata Nyud Gimel, which in turn is based on a Gemara Kiddushin. He says that in this case, even what we call a Safek Chesron Nyudia is Mutter Ba'arla. It's based on a Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Tesamet Aleph, where Levi says to Shmuel, these are two of the first generation Amoraim, Levi says to Shmuel, cut for me some produce, and I don't want to see where you do it, don't show it to me, and don't tell me about it. And then I'm allowed to eat it, and there's no problem of arla. Ramosh Feinstein says, where in the world would that be considered an actual suffix in halacha? Suffix arla b'chutz la'aretz is pater. So that means I could just say, oh, you know what? I'm going to put on blinders. and you're going to cut some produce for me, and then I'm going to be able to eat it because it's a suffik. Ordinarily, that wouldn't even be a suffik chasun yediyah. That wouldn't constitute a suffik at all. Just find out from the person who cut the produce for you what tree it was from and whether it's 3 years old or less than 3 years old. But the fact that that was sufficient, according to Levi, to render this suffik orla, such that we would say suffik orla b'chutzla aretz patur, shows that you don't need to bring in an expert. You don't need to bring in your professional blueberry farmer or botanist to make a determination on how old this tree is. As long as there's a legitimate suffik and it's conceivable that the tree, the bush, is 3 years old, that would be sufficient room for kula. And I think that was the psak, that was the correct psak in this case. In this instance, where you're purchasing a blueberry tree, even though Arla applies in Chaslaretz, and even though it applies to blueberry trees, if you are purchasing a pre-grown tree, and you are either transferring it with all of the dirt present, or you're not transferring it at all, you're just leaving it in the pot, I think one has the right to say that there is always the possibility that it is already 3 years old, because it's already a fully grown tree, it's already a fully mature tree, and on the basis of Suffolk Arla Chaslaretz, one can indeed indulge. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, one would be machmir. I think you'd have to be machmir until you could definitively determine that it is actually 3 years old. But in Chutz La'aretz, one has the right to be mekel and to enjoy the blueberries.